You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of
today,
the Bard.
On the Word of Truth Revealed.
What if we're celebrating something that you, when you hear the celebration, you stop growing because you were affirmed it? You didn't follow the instruction to go and only pick up enough manna for the day. You hoarded it. You packed yourself in it. And people say, oh, look what all of the things you're doing. But people that know worse, that it's not good long term. You should follow the instruction. You shouldn't be a part of 15 ministries. Try to be around 3 that you're involved in so you can maximize your effectiveness.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, Prep for Life's Tests. Today, Bishop will be teaching from Psalm 119, verses 11 through 16.
Learn how to deal with emotional tests. Now, when you come here, you want me to preach on it. Because if I preach on your emotional test, I'm going to get you to stand up. That's right. That's right. But I'm also preaching on your spiritual test. Because God wants you to win that one too. And that prep for your spirit will determine how successful you are in your emotions. When your spirit is stronger than your soul, when you're more informed in your spirit, you can tell soul to sit down. You know how I say you need to sit your behind down? That's what you should be saying to your soul and let God cover you. When your spirit is stronger than your spirit can say to the soul, soul, why are you cast down? Why are you so disquieted? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise you. I believe I got somebody in the room that's a yet praiser. Regardless of emotions, I'm a yet praiser. I'm going to enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. I will be thankful unto him and I will bless his holy name. For he is good and his mercy endures forever. His truth to all. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. And let us exalt his name together. You can't do it by yourself. It must be in the company of others. And when you do that, your spirit will be stronger than your emotions. What about sexual tests? We got all kinds of tests that God wants us to win in. Can somebody say amen? Amen. Ephesians chapter 16 verse 4. Chapter 16 verse 4. It should be on the screen in a moment. The Bible says, then the Lord said to Moses, NIV, I will rain down bread from heaven for you. The people are to go out each day, instruction, and gather enough for that day specific. In this way, I will test them and see whether they will follow my instructions. I'm going to give you food. It's going to be called manna. But here's the instruction. You must only gather enough for the day, not for tomorrow. And next week, you're not a hoarder of the manna. Just enough for the day. And I want to see if they will follow my instruction. In this way, I will test them to see if they can go to another level. Very simple instruction. But guess what the people did? As soon as they saw the manna, they said, I'm tired. I'm tired of going out there every day. I'll gather 2 days' work so I don't have to do it twice. Like many of us. I'm tired of praying every day. I'll pray for an hour today so I don't have to pray for 30 minutes tomorrow. Or I'll go to church today, but I really don't want to go to church, and I'll do what I need to do and get my stuff over because I don't want to do it on Monday and Tuesday. I want to have a daily devotion. So I'll cram it in on a Sunday and forget God Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday because I got enough of God. Didn't understand that the manna represents Jesus and that one day in the New Testament, Jesus would pray this prayer that we should pray as disciples, give us this day our daily bread. In other words, you may be independent of your man or of your job or of your business. You don't want nobody to tell you what to do. But God says you will never escape being dependent on me. I want you to meet me every day. Every morning, I want you to meet me. At noonday, I want you to meet me. In the evening, I want you to meet me. I want you to need me. And you come to me every morning for something that I can only give you to sustain your life. It doesn't matter how old you are or how strong you are as a man. No one should escape their need for Jesus. So he told Moses, have them to go out and gather manna each day. Gather enough for that day. And I will test them. This is the way I will test them and see whether they will follow my instructions. Instructions are so important. To passing test. I said instructions are so important, so important to passing test. So if I set the rules of a game and you say you won, but you followed no rules or you missed the rule, can you still declare that you're the winner? If you're in a relay race and you can't drop the baton, you can't drop the baton. If that's the rule, or you must stay in your lane and you step out of your lane one step, can you still declare that you won the race? It's not just who's the fastest. It's who's the one, who are the ones that worked together, followed the instructions, and finished as they followed the instructions successfully. Because in that, you're developing your skill to work as a team. You're not just individuals in a relay race because you may win your leg and lose the entire race. It's like that in life. If mother is strong and father is strong, but daughter is weak, we won't win this race if we just talk about our strength. We must build her up so when we pass a baton, she's worthy of it and she can carry it with dignity. Because all of us must follow the rule as we run the race. Many of you look at me and say, I expect him to have his emotions together, his mind together, his sexuality together, his spirit together, his physical body together. And you do what with yours? You have all of these rules for me, and if I step out of it, it's a major issue. But what do you do with your mind? If we're in the race together, all of us must run, but only one will receive the prize. So run that you may obtain. I admit, passing the test in life can be pretty rough at times. Just like there are all sorts of natural tests, like history tests and biology tests and job training tests, ministry tests. There are also tests of life, like overcoming temptation or having the right attitude, or dealing with pressure, or being patient while raising children, or being submissive to authority. I remember years ago, every time I would say the word submission, this lady in the back saying, couldn't get a sermon out if I said the word submit. Loud. I can't even say the word submission. It's inside of her, just rising up all of the time. Let that not be with you. You may be going through a submissive to authority test. When somebody's in authority, you have to say something back. Or be the one that doesn't move with sprightliness. Everybody's got to walk, right? You know, if you're in authority, if you've ever been a supervisor, you know what I'm talking about. Everybody's walk, but there's one that's just going to linger. You talking, they looking away. Until they get in charge, right? They want everybody's attention. You may be going through the submissive to authority test. Or being quiet when you really want to say something. Walking in humility. Doing something that you really don't want to do, but you do it because you must. In ministry, you must learn to deal with the politic of ministry, and that is to work with different kinds of attitudes and stay resolute yourself. And sometimes you'll miss it. It's one thing to come to church and then go home to your family because your family has a certain style. But when you work in ministry, you have to engage with people that have different mindsets and they're on different levels of attention. Some people are adults and they can't focus for 20 minutes without moving. They're going to start shifting in their seat and looking around and digging in purses, and you can hear them. The first person that called it out, right, is the devil. You learn when you work in ministry. You want to pastor 21st century? You want to work with people? Well, you got to learn how to deal with different personalities and not critique it while you're dealing with them. Amen. And speak to the end result. Now, you may think it's easy, but it is not as easy as it was. See, my mama's preacher had her on his side. So he didn't have to say from the pulpit, get your kids quiet and let them sit up straight. My mama was on the preacher's side. So if my brother and I were in church and we were playing, if I had a cell phone, I would have been on it because I was bored a lot. My mama, I can just tell when her penetrating eyes were looking at me. I look up and it was like, I mean, I'm going to get you when you get home. I'm going to get you. It wasn't like we are. We don't want to hurt our children's feelings. We want to be their friends. We're waiting for them to call us every day. My mama took control. Teachers took control. Merton Clark, get out my back door. Because I got too much to do in this room for you to come in here playing and carrying on the conversation. Now step out the back door. That was my black teacher when I was in middle school. Can't do that today, right? It kept us in line, though, because we needed discipline. You got all these rules and regulations y'all know, right? And kids are going crazy. Even in church. You can't have children and they're doing everything they want to do while you having a conversation in the sanctuary. You got to get them. Go and get your kids. I've seen church folk in the mall and their kids running. Pew, and they just having a conversation. Pew, 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 pew. I'm like, my God. Maybe you're going through the parents' test. Let me tell you about me. I'm a man of order. So if your kids are with you and me and I'm standing around and they're doing, I may say something. Hey, man. Let's calm that down. Hopefully you respect me enough. I'm not going to. My mom said you never smack a child if you've never had one. So nobody should be correcting anybody else's kids to the point where you're putting your hands on them. But my point is that you don't see that. You can't see that right there? I believe you can see it. That's what's bad. What about the sickness test? I was in Jacksonville and was asked this question, what are pastors to the body and how they should function today with so many different doctrines that are floating around and so many Facebook prophets that our people are listening to and so many people that are looking at memes and different things and thinking it's Bible and it's God because it's catchy. My answer was the human body, one of the worst things that you could ever do or have happen to your body is for you to lose your immune system in the natural body. That is a system, your immune system is designed to combat disease or foreign cells that come into your body. That's what it's designed to do. When it's healthy, it will take even a cancer cell and try to attack it. But if it's compromised, it will become sluggish. And these cells will infiltrate like a Trojan horse into your body. And next thing you know, we got a major issue. But if you had a healthy immune system, you may be able to combat some things. Many of us didn't know that. I believe leaders in the church are like the immune system to the body. We must have discernment. We must have discernment, and that is to detect anything foreign when it comes in. It may seem subtle to you, but if this thing take root, it's going to create havoc in the body in about 6 months. And so one of the jobs of the pastor, you may not understand that because we're living in an age now where mothers are not like Agnes Clark that make sure their kids are right, or they don't check doctrines or what people are posting on Facebook, because everything that seems right, you know, you need to get where you're celebrated and not where you're tolerated. But Solomon said there's a time and a season for everything, even a time to refrain from embracing. But if you didn't know that, you would look at that. That's right. You must go where you're celebrated. What if we're celebrating your underdevelopment? What if we're celebrating something that you, when you hear the celebration, you stop growing because you were firm there? You didn't follow the instruction to go and only pick up enough manna for the day. You hoarded it. You packed yourself in it. And people say, oh, look what all of the things you're doing. But people that know words said it's not good long term. You should follow the instruction. You shouldn't be a part of 15 ministries. Try to be around 3 that you're involved in so you can maximize your effectiveness. I don't want to hear that. And you burn out in a year. It's really because you didn't follow instruction. And people celebrated the fact that you were able to do all of these things and multitask, but you never sit under the word. And I always say sit under the word, but the ones with the worst attitudes won't obey. We'll always find a reason to not follow instruction. That sickness test is amazing. And as leaders, we need to be able to detect foreign objects. What about a lost loved one? I was talking to a group of young men last week, and who were talking about their struggle with some cannabis. And I said to them, do you remember the young people in our church who are no longer with us? And I called out some names. You don't remember him? I told you when he passed away that you owe it to him to live your best life. Just a few years later, you don't even know the name of Jesus. You done found another church, the cannabis church. And I've been preaching hard on cannabis, but it don't stop people from smoking it. So I need to preach on why you want to smoke it. Yeah. That's where I'm going next. Why would you pay more tithes to that than you do to the church? Why do you need to get your stress out? Why? I've seen some devastating things here as a pastor, and I've seen families tested like you never would believe. And I see them overcoming. Because God is still on the throne. And I've seen people who've lost their children, and they're still showing love, and folk who have a minor infraction, they can't handle it. What about a test on your job? What about your possessions? Have you had anything repossessed? I know you're not going to say amen. Did anybody come and pick up a car? Oh my God. And I can go on and on because the tests are here. Are you ready for them? Write it down. We need to prepare spiritually. Preparation is a spiritual concept. I believe as we study God's word and confess it, meditate on it and confess it, when tests comes, we can reflect on the word of God and how to handle the test. The word is so informative that if you study it, God will give you the reason and the know-how or the instruction in how to endure the hardness that you're going through. You also have the Holy Spirit to remind you of all things. If you put word in you, it will surface like a file. So to get my sermon today, I went into the year 2024 and the series that I have today. Up until this moment, there's like four or five of them. And today's message, I clicked on the file that opened up, and then I connected it with my email and sent it to my iPad. And I was late this morning. When my wife shook me, it was after 7. She said, "You were snoring." After 7? What? Because I'm up early. But sleep left me last night. Like someone took a blanket off of me. I've learned over the years that when that happens, I need to pray for somebody that may be going through a test. And he made me a shepherd, and therefore I'm in spirit like the immune system. I'm not trying to take the place of Holy Ghost. But God has shepherds and people in place to watch over the flock. And around 3 in the morning, sleep left me, 2:30. And as I'm reflecting and thinking and praying a little bit, an hour passed. But I got to get up in the morning and I got to minister to these people. So I took some peppermint oil and put it under my nose and put a cross on my head. And peppermint makes you go to sleep. For those of you that have insomnia, you don't have to take a lot of drugs. You just need peppermint oil. And sleep will come to you. But it came hard. It's 7 o'clock and she woke me up. And I was snoring. And I lost weight, and so I thought the snoring was gone. But she said, "You were snoring." And so I had to get ready and rush in here. I was late getting in here. I usually get in here before time, But when I pulled in here, it was after 8 o'clock. I sent message to Pastor Green to take the service for me, because I got a series of things that I'm doing, like attaching my message to my iPad, that I was wasting time. Thank God Kathy got caught up in the spirit. Thank God. She kept going on with it. Thank God. You never know who you're helping. I had just enough time to get dressed and to come in here and get ready to minister. Because sometimes even the pastor is tested.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For an MP3 of today's message, prep for life's tests, log on to our website at www.truthrevealed.org and download reference number 2403-2408. That's reference number 2403-2408.
The newest edition of Revealed Magazine is available on our website, truthrevealed.org, where you can download a copy for yourself or someone else. You can flip through the mobile app magazine pages or purchase a hard copy for $3 at the communication and promotion counter.
Registration is open for Vacation Bible School 2024, which is scheduled for Monday, July 15th through Friday, July 19th for children ages 2 through 6th grade. Check out the mobile app to register and purchase your t-shirt. Email bbs@truthrevealed.org for more information.
Ladies, remember to join Pastor Sabrina for Women's Sunday School in the sanctuary at 10 a.m. Trim Nation, you are invited to the Ambassadors for Christ Breakfast Fundraiser on Saturday, June 1st at 9 a.m. in the Fellowship Hall. Tickets are $10. See an AFC representative to purchase your ticket or stop by the CNP counter.
If you are ready to belong, grow, connect, and serve, numerous classes are still in session. Email connect@truthrevealed.org or check out the mobile app to learn how to get started.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.